we are.
Well, all the justices participated in the some part of the discussion about the rules of evidence. Chuck Levin and I, and occasionally the others, went through those proposed rules, not section by section, but paragraph by paragraph, sentence by sentence, word for word. And so the rule which Michigan Rules of Evidence has adopted for application in March of 78 were in every respect a creation of the justices of the Supreme Court, because that's the way it turned out. And they are, in material respects, different than the document which was proposed to us.
And they've worn very well, have they not?
They've worn pretty well. There is a report on the before the justices in Michigan now suggesting changes, and a number of the changes being proposed will change provisions that I succeeded in having written into the rules. But being gone now, I can no longer defend them, and who's to say that that they were right in the first place? But that's an example of the rulemaking power and of the court being taken very, very seriously.
Now, those stem, do they, from the constitutional language that gives the Michigan Supreme Court the power to govern the practice and procedure?
Yes.
In the courts?
Yes.
And so this is a legislative power within a certain context that is directly bestowed upon the Michigan Supreme Court by the Constitution.
The legislature has historically, when it's been moved to for some whatever motivates legislation, has enacted statutes creating rules of evidence in Michigan. And they have been, for the most part, ignored by the Supreme Court in Michigan for generations. Every once in a while, a collision occurs in a case in which the rules of practice in the trial courts are at odds with some rule of evidence that the legislature has established. The legislature has never in Michigan adopted a comprehensive code of evidence, but here and there in the books you see a short one or two sentence statute on some isolated rule of evidence. Well, finally, a case went to the Michigan Supreme Court before I got there. Perrin versus Pueller is the name of the case. It was written by Gene Black, and the issue squarely before the court was, who's got the authority to make the rules of evidence in Michigan? And the decision by a divided court, written in usual strong Gene Black language, was that the separation of powers doctrine of the Michigan Constitution reposes in the Michigan Supreme Court exclusively the power to determine practice and procedure, the expression you used, in the courts of the Michigan judiciary, and that includes the rules of evidence. And it's on the basis of that precedent, a constitutional law case, that, just as you've said, that the Michigan Supreme Court has assumed the prerogative of writing the rules of civil procedure and the rules of evidence. Because the Michigan Supreme Court insisted under the Constitution of the state that it had that power. Now, the legislature in Michigan has adopted rules of evidence ever since. About every year they come up with one, and the Michigan Supreme Court either ignores it, or if they think it's a wise rule, they will adopt it as a rule of the Michigan Supreme Court. The rape shield law is an example.